Es muere ne pomosi.
Et omne omatis.
Mor incebemo tempere sene chose ne ben sotires os piacharestus. Rolling in gonna ver voin sene shopte ne rofia seron of titon. Auf den chahare yatanu sai en sofon. Mar in troho posin te fare eron hem pas auf einem ne otiron te po on. Geni den in jevene pi panto karanto. O rep shoy se penoti.
Proise vexasti. Riele.
If ni web shoisev noti pi pantokrator, if you want a bench choice of open noti, o pien so tir iso, o spiacharis don't squee, thank you. For every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spirit us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And give rest to the soul of his beloved servant, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask in the tree, dear goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day in all the days of our life. In all peace with your fear, O let every all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rise of enemies hidden, and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this holy churn that is yours. But though things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for did you given the authority to trade in serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy.
Se os machu engenic mention hit it and
upon me, O God, according to your great mercy and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before you. Against you only I have sinned and done this evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Thou shalt teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness, O Lord. You shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You did not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar.
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, your right hand shall hold me.
Alleluia.
نفسي وتسبحك وأحكامك تعينني. ضللتك شان ضل أطلب عبدك لأني لم أنسى وصاياك.
Hallelujah.
The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any of that down into silence. But we shall bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call in him as long as I live. The sneers of death encompassed me, and the pangs of the soul laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserved the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
The resurrection of the dead, those who slept and reposed in the faith of Christ, Lord, repose all their souls. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, from his first epistle to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you,
which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach and so you believed. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Many proper righteous men have desired to see which you see and seen them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for the see and you for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of your sins.
Hey, for the holy gospel,
Lord,
amen. us through remembrance, supplications, and prayers which offered up unto Lord our God's host, have already fallen asleep, repose. All them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Answer us with deliverance, O good, O God of our salvation, who are the hope of all the ends of this earth.
Alleluia.
Bienvenue to God, Seigneur, tine mains si sacrante, on soa geo evangelion, que eo, que ton teo ni monica te sumen sofianti, a costumen soa geo evangelion.
Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of the condemnation.
Glory to God forever.
essence, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This very soul for whom we are gathered, O Lord, repose him in the kingdom of the heaven. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of heaven, and receive him unto you according to your great mercy. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of righteousness, that he may enter therein and rejoice there. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of paradise, as you opened unto that thief. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of the kingdom, may he be a partaker with all the saints. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of rest, that he may sing with all the angels. May he be worthy to see joy. Let the angels of light lead him to the life. May he repose in the bosom of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Forgive him. Forgive him his sins, which he has for time committed, both knowingly or unknowingly. For you, O Lord, know the feeblessness and the weakness of the humanity. And in your mercy, give consolation to all whom he has left behind and to his household, and give unto them patience and a good heavenly reward. Through the intercessions of Our Lady, Saint Mary, and all the whole choir of heaven, let both your mercy and your help be with your people. Grant them coolness. Establish us in your Orthodox faith. Be a protector unto us. We are the faithful. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you were crucified and saved us.
Dve fainte in ti ora croce volevgo e muscetto soi si songe av ascat stonti emmon.
We believe in one God, of the Father, the Pantocrator,
creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again as Lord, just living, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet, and in one holy church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. God formed man in incorruption. God created man in his image and likeness, and gave him all his characters, except the self-divinity of his glory. God created man to live forever. Through the envy of the devil, unfortunately, man lost temporarily many of the gifts and the form that the Lord created him on. So, instead of being incorrupted, when the envy of the devil led him to the disobedience, he lost his innocence. He lost his true love He lost his purity and he lost his authority on the devil. But in the fullness of time, the Lord, because he cannot stand disabled or not able to bring man to his image and likeness, and more than that, he performed the salvation for the mankind. He was incarnate, was crucified, he was buried, and he resurrected and then ascended into heavens. This is the brief story of the mankind and the creation. And let it be come back and say what was and what is and what will be done. What was the image and likeness of God? He was directly in a relationship with God. He used to hear his voice every day, every single day. And he was delighted with him and all the creation that the Lord created him on. That was. What is before Christ is he became, instead of being a master of the creation authorized on him. And instead to use all the creation that the Lord created him for the man, especially, he has become a slave to this creation. He has become a slave of money, of lust, of pride, of many temporary possessions, which surely he will leave one day. This is life now. We come to the world, we leave the world. From the moment of our coming by birth, I'm leaving what was so called in the eyes of the world death, but we call it departure. They will explain it later. From this moment to that moment, man has to choose one of two things. Either to regain his authority and to regain his delight with the Lord, with God, the Creator, all to drown himself in the worldly lusts and possessions and live. And that's it. But God is love. He does not want the man to live the second one. The first choice is what the Lord wants us to be. That's why he shared us with his performance of salvation. He gave us the baptism to be baptized, to be buried, and then resurrect after being buried three times in the baptism water, which become the spirit and the water, the new birth, to have a new nature, and then to let his Holy Spirit dwell in us. And from this moment, we are supposed to behave not according to the flesh desires, but the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, calling to us. Now we are in the world. You are free. Choose whatever you want. Either to drown yourself here and go, or to correct your relationship with God by accepting his salvation and living not according to the flesh, as I said, to according to the spirit. Every time we come to bid farewell to one of our beloved, we have to remember that. Remind ourselves with this truth, because sometimes the businesses of the world let us forget the true life and the eternal life as well. And because God has created you to be eternal, your spirit will never die. You have to know that. Some people falsely believe that the spirit will die. No. The Spirit is a breath from God, will never die. The Spirit leaves the body for some time when we leave this world, either to go to the paradise of joy now in the New Testament, or to go the other place, or the other possession, to other state, let us say. So, now we have to face ourselves bravely. Bravely. Choose whatever you want. Drown yourself. Have success in everything. Collect money as much as you can. Collect science as much as you can. Collect possessions as much as you can. Live in pride as much as you want. And at the end, you will be faced that you have to leave. You have to leave. This is a fact. Not non-optimistic, but real. Real. Now this lesson, we have to remind ourselves every time we face an event like that. My beloved, be aware that as we came, nakedness, we will leave nakedness. As we come to the world without anything, we will leave the world without anything. Don't work on something you will leave. But collect as much as you can, treasure it in heavens. Like God said in Matthew 6. لَا تَكْنِزُوا لَكُمْ كُنُوزًا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ بَلْ كُنِزُوا كُنُوزًا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Treasures in heaven rather than treasures on the earth. Usually we don't speak about the people who depart, but we give a lesson about the departure. But for Munir, I have to say that I can say I am one of the first people who knew Munir and knew the family of Hoda when I was in England between 77 and 79. I used to go to Glasgow once a month. And they used to come to the church and to attend the meetings at night, Friday night, the liturgy on Saturday once a month, the fourth Saturday of every month. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I knew them. I left 79. They married 1980 in London. But when I came here, I found some families whom I knew either in England or in Germany, where I served here and there. But I have to say something about Munir. No one is perfect, even though his life on earth is a single day. But for us, as priests, we cannot retain anyone. We have to remit him, because the remission of God is something he asked us. And he said, whatever you remit, his sins are remitted to him. And whatever you retain, they will be retained as well. And also God never forget just a glass of cold water brought to one of his disciples in his name. That's why I have to declare, and this is a chance, I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you, know that. Munir did 3 services to this church. I came here 28 years ago. When I first came, we found that the city of Ottawa was holding $27,000 until we finished the parking lot of the church. One of the requirements was to plant a couple of trees on the east side of the parking, beside the parking lot. And then Munir said, leave it to me. And he went and he bring some quotations, and he supervised the planting of these trees. Every time I go to these trees, I pray for Munir, because he did that for the church. Secondly, I asked him, saying, the font of the baptism is uncovered and it's dangerous. Maybe any of the babies jump into it, or when it is filled with water, someone may drown it from the babies or the children. Please cover it. He went and he prepared himself by himself. He was a doctor engineer, as you know. So he was a handyman. He brought two pieces of cover and put them together, and he covered and saved the font of the baptism for years, until for 4 or 5 years when we recoated the font with another coat, and His Holiness came, and then I don't know where the cover. We lost the cover, unfortunately. The third one was, when I came here also, the church wasn't like that. And I know that the deacons who were before me know that. It was on a cement covered by some used carpets brought by someone who changed his carpet and gave it the used one to us. And there was plastic chairs here, blue and here white, something not fitting for the house of God. And then I said, Munir, we want to cover all the church with carpet. He said, I know the owner of Argos. I know him. I will go to him and ask him. And then he went to Argos in Maryville, and then he was negotiating. And all of a sudden, the owner said to him, what is the size of the church you have? Munir, because he was well organized, he had the measurements, and he said, 1440, something like that. He said, you know what? There was a contract with the company, and we cut the carpet, and after we cut it, the contract was broken. So I give you these carpets for free. And it happened. Only what I ask you is to pay the workers. It was about $1,200 at the time. They came and they covered all the church and the entrance from outside for free. It was something Munir also did for the church. We cannot forget, because the Lord never forgets whatever anyone gives service to Him. That's why we ask for His forgiveness. We don't know many things about Him recently, but we don't know any bad things or any good things, but we have the duty as a clergy, as Abuna, asked the Lord to open and open and open and open for his soul, hoping that the Lord may receive and accept our prayers for him. I extend the sympathy of the church to Diana, Amanda, everyone, or his family, sister, and his her family. We extend our truly condolences for him, and we pray for him, asking the Lord to forgive his sins and to be accepted before him in heavens now. May the Lord give you good rewards for your coming and share with the family this event. And after we finish, we'll go to Karp for the burial of his body, but his soul is in the hands of God. Now, glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen. Alleluia.
Christus benoti. Våran det är en och en antikrin som nantikrin kan nå vid den nivå jag tog till tillgång det och en bärsmån för amahinsha in i amin. Jag kan svara dig to pray to you, thank you, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be thine on earth, as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ is our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, glory forever.
Now may the love of God the Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and comfort your hearts. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Unfortunately, we will not give our sympathy by hand now. Just go direct. Whoever has time and interest are more than welcome to go, because we are less than 25. The maximum is 25 in the cemetery. So whoever has time is more than welcome. Thank you.
Really?